Facing an aging workforce and unanswered questions over the legality of some of its work, Justice Department leaders will have several challenging problems to deal with in the new year. For more, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with the agency's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz. In part one of the interview, Horowitz lays out what his office found to be the agency's biggest issues.
The challenges include ensuring or safeguarding national security, addressing cybersecurity issues, both internal threats and external threats. We continue to see issues with the overcrowded prison system and the costs of managing that system impacting the department. We also had a new challenge on there about managing human capital and promoting diversity, given the workforce is increasingly eligible to retire.
And you harped especially on safeguarding national security and cybersecurity. What sort of measures would you like to see in place there, and how important are those issues?
Well, there are several challenges in both of those areas facing the department. On safeguarding national security, as we've seen, several recent attacks by U.S. nationals or permanent residents, people who were in the country legally, and the challenge for law enforcement and the intelligence community in particular in understanding where those attacks may come from and what's causing the issues to arise. I think we've seen in the past much of the focus and concern being on individuals overseas coming into this country, but as we've unfortunately and sadly seen recently, several of the attacks in recent years have been from people who were in this country legally, had been here for many years, and yet went forward with very serious attacks that killed many people. So that, I think, is a very significant challenge for the law enforcement community. It's also a challenge to do that in a manner that's obviously consistent with our constitutional safeguards and protections. And that's been a challenge and an issue that the law enforcement and intelligence community has been grappling with, struggling with, and the public has been debating for many years since 9/11. And so that continues. In the cybersecurity area, we've seen a series of threats, both from external forces, from government actors, and from non-government actors. And we've also seen concerns about internal threats and insider threats. And one of the issues that has been a challenge for the Justice Department as well as other intelligence agencies has been the threat from potential employees, individuals within the organizations, and how to make sure that those individuals who might be seeking to do damage or harm to the agencies that are employing them from doing that.
Michael Horowitz is Inspector General for the Justice Department. Let's talk workforce. Like many other agencies, the Justice Department is facing a considerably older workforce that is going to be able to retire soon, and there may be a shortage there or gaps that aren't able to be filled. What are some measures that the DOJ can take to address that issue?
Well, you're right. There are several significant challenges for the Justice Department and really across the federal government in the coming years as the workforce a growing number of percentage of the Justice Department and the federal workforce becomes eligible for retirement. I think some of the challenges that the department in particular faces is, given its responsibility for law enforcement and its significant role in the intelligence community, making sure that it has well-trained and talented core of individuals who are prepared to step into the shoes of those experienced retiring agents and non-agents over the coming years. And so in the cyber area is perhaps among the most obvious areas where there's a lot of work to be done. We've done prior reports about the challenges the FBI, for example, has faced in that area with retaining, recruiting strong talent for cyber-related positions, given the competition that's fierce for those individuals. And we've also commented in the Top Management Challenges report about the difficulty that the department and other agencies, again, across the board, have with bringing on board, hiring and promptly bringing on board prosecutors, agents, attorneys, IT specialists. I mean, some of the numbers that we've laid out in the report give you a sense of that. It took the department, on average, over 5 months to bring on board an attorney. It took them over 5 months to bring on board an agent. It took them over half a year to bring on IT specialists. And those are the kinds of issues that there needs to be significant reform on. It can't, the federal government and the Justice Department can't take 6 months to a year to bring on the kind of talented people it needs to undertake the challenges we've laid out.
And getting back to the overcrowded federal prison system, just how bad of the situation are we looking at? Are they severely understaffed as well for the amount of inmates they've been tasked with taking care of?
Yes, it continues to be a problem. Now, this is an area where the numbers have actually improved over the last several years. And so while the BOP institutions remain overcrowded, particularly for higher security institutions, the numbers have dropped over the last 3 years. So the movement is in the right direction. But, for example, high security institutions are still 31% over capacity. And so there are still challenges there for the BOP and the department in making sure it has adequate prison space and also adequate an adequate number of correctional officers to manage those institutions. I know that's a concern for not only the department and the BOP, but also for the correctional officers and the union that represents them, that there are challenges in being in an institution and working in an institution where there is overcrowding. And that's something the department needs to look at. It also, on the flip side, needs to look at the costs associated with managing the prisons, because even as the overcrowding has been reduced somewhat over the last few years, and as I said, still overcrowded, the share of the department's budget that the BOP and the prisons take up continues to remain flat or even grow a little bit. And that money, as we've talked about in the past, makes it a challenge for the leadership of the department to manage other programs, because every dollar that goes to a prison means one less dollar for agents, FBI agents, ATF agents, DEA agents, for federal prosecutors, for civil rights prosecutors, for civil division, for everyone else in the Justice Department. And the share of that prison spending has gone up from the teens, as a percentage of the department's budget, from the teens about 20 years ago to now about a quarter of the department's budget. So it's been a very significant increase over the last 20 years, and it remains a challenge for the department.
We're speaking with Michael Horowitz. He's the Inspector General for the Department of Justice. He is also the chairman of the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. And I wanted to speak to you about the Inspector General Empowerment Act that was recently passed by both chambers of Congress, and how you think that will affect IG's jobs and if it will make things easier on them.
That was a very important piece of legislation that had to get passed, and we were so pleased that it went through unanimously on a voice vote through both the House and the Senate. The President signed it last Friday, and it addresses first and foremost an issue that many IGs were facing in the community over the last 5 or 6 years, which was legal roadblocks being thrown up by our agencies trying to prevent us from seeing the critical documents we needed to oversee the programs on behalf of the taxpaying public. That was something that should never have happened. This legislation ends that. It makes it clear that when IGs need records to oversee the federal programs that they've been charged to look at, that they will get those records and they will get them in a timely fashion. So first and foremost, it was critical for that. Several other provisions are very important for us. I'll highlight one of them, which was an exemption from the Computer Matching Act for IGs, which allows us now to share with each other information that we have that can help us attack wasteful spending. We've seen over the last several years a growing number, the number of improper payments, the dollars, as reported by GAO, of improper payments across the federal government has grown for the last 2 years. Allowing IGs to share information with each other in this way will allow us to use data to attack those people, for example, who are trying to get benefits improperly from two agencies or three agencies or grants for the same work from three, four, five agencies. Healthcare fraud. We're working closely, for example, at the DOJ IG with our colleagues at HHS OIG because, as we just talked about, the BOP spends over $1 billion a year in healthcare for its inmates. Well, who better for us to work with than HHS OIG, which regularly attacks fraud across Medicare, Medicaid, all the programs that HHS manages. And we can now do that more easily in a way that will allow us to, here at the DOJ IG, attack that kind of healthcare fraud.
Loopholes are called loopholes for a reason. Do you think agencies will still find ways to kind of stall investigations by their respective IGs?
I've been in the community 4.5 years here as IG, but talking to colleagues who've been in the IG community for far longer than me, that will always be a challenge. There will always be folks who are hesitant to cooperate with us, who will try and make arguments to avoid oversight. But I think it's fair to say that this legislation is critical because it lets all of the senior leaders in every agency know that they need to make it clear to the agencies that they oversee that that kind of delay will not be tolerated. And it also sends the message from Congress that to those individuals that if you do try and do that, we have an obligation to report it to Congress, and Congress will have hearings and make it clear their displeasure in a bipartisan way for that kind of action.
Michael Horowitz is Inspector General for the Justice Department. IGs weren't the only people empowered by Congress this session. Whistleblowers got considerable amount of attention through legislation. Do you see any of those having an effect on the work that you all do?
Yeah, those the Congress passed, particularly I'll mention on the DOJ side, for the FBI, they passed an amendment to the Whistleblower Act that has a very significant impact on whistleblowers in the FBI community. Before, there was a very limited list of individuals to whom FBI employees could report their complaints, whistleblow to, in order to gain protection of the whistleblower regulations and laws. The amendment that was just passed by Congress last week now puts the FBI employees in the same posture as all other federal government employees in that they can report wrongdoing to their immediate supervisors and gain the protections of the whistleblower laws by doing that. And so for us, and we have authority to oversee alleged retaliation against whistleblowers at the FBI, that will have a very significant impact on our jurisdiction and our authority over these issues.
And I mean, these are always complaints from people who work in the private sector of how did it take so long for us to get here? You know, you're talking about pretty simple things, IGs being able to communicate with each other, whistleblowers being protected. Is there a culture change that's also going on there?
Yeah, I think there is a significant change going on and a recognition across the executive branch and the public that IGs play a critical role in oversight, particularly at a time when we're worried about deficits, spending, limited budgets. We come at these issues as independent, nonpartisan employees and overseers who are making sure that the taxpayers are getting the value for the money they're sending to the federal government. And that's a critical role to play. And I think that recognition has grown for us, for whistleblowers who are being seen and recognized as they should be more and more, for doing what's right. And again, ensuring that programs are well managed, wasteful spending is addressed, mismanagement is taken care of, and that culture change, I think, is critical throughout the federal government as these issues become even more significant today.
Michael Horowitz is Inspector General of the Justice Department and chairs the Council for Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find both parts of the interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.